and she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
With Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment writer, and I am joined today by Izzy Bleacher of Big Brother 25, because Big Brother has not yet hit the States, but UK has done Celebrity Big Brother right. Like, it's what we're all aiming for, and boy, in 2025, they had an interesting lineup. Me and Izzy, we did not watch every single episode of that. So sorry. I did catch a good deal though on TikTok, and the queers are buzzing.
The queers have stuff to say.
And therefore we have stuff to say, because
we're here, we're queer, and we're going to talk about it.
And Big Brother is very much a big part of our lives, so I just feel like it's appropriate.
Listen, I've you know, on the tip of my tongue, a lesbian and a bisexual must speak on JoJo Siwa. So.
Absolutely, because I feel like the lesbians are very angry, and I'm going to even be very specific. It's just white lesbians who are very angry on my TikTok.
I'm disappointed. I just want to initially say on the record that I'm disappointed by the reception that JoJo has gotten from everybody. Like, some of the communities of people that are confused and lashing out, maybe not surprised by.
No.
Still disappointed. And then, the queer community in particular, I am perplexed. And I have very different opinions about the situation than I'm hearing in the streets. So
same. Let's first talk about JoJo Siwa. What were your feelings? How familiar were you with JoJo before Celebrity Big Brother?
Like, I'm not a dance mom's girly.
Okay.
But like, JoJo Siwa is fully a household name in the Sieber Gleicher household. Like, I've been thinking about it a lot with the controversy of JoJo, thinking about like how she's gotten to where she's gotten, and like being on Dance Moms, where the whole point of that show was for a toxic instructor to basically belittle, demean, and tell these young girls how every bit of them, the way they looked, the way they thought, them trying to be individual, was wrong. She was kind of like, you know, the bad girl of Dance Moms, became this childhood star that was like so wrapped up in this like very binary kind of presentation of what this like little pop star girl should be, and like appeal to like a very specific audience, to her then like semi coming of age, like keep in mind she's like still a teenager at this point, comes out as a lesbian, and of course is like finally feels like she can rip off this childhood trauma of like what she's supposed to be and who she's supposed to be and how she's supposed to present. And she tries to, before she's an adult, but she's had all of this life, she tries to like be an adult, and she's like rebranding herself as this like adult JoJo Siwa. She does Dancing with the Stars, where she's like the first same-sex couple, which is like interesting because like, you know, that felt very important for her, but also maybe complicated. And also like, I think this was like the first time that we saw like maybe her super infatuated with like another adult that was like doing something really intimate with her on a show. Her and Jenna had like a really intense relationship that was like beautiful to see. And I think it was like more mentor mentee than anything else, but it was like clearly intimate, you know? But also that show is so wrapped up in gender and the binary.
Yeah.
Then she goes on Special Forces, which is like also a thing that is wrapped up in gender. The military is like super gendered, super binary, super problematic for the queer community. And so now JoJo comes out of this like all female, like sort of like, you know, in your face, like I'm gay and I'm here and we're going to do it right, to like being on Special Forces where once again, everything you do is wrong and you're like abused.
Yeah.
To then like going on Celebrity Big Brother and the whole world is stripped away from her. And she's only 21. Like, let's all just keep in mind, she's only 21 years old. Like, I wasn't out when I was 21. I didn't even know I was gay at 21 years old.
Yeah.
Like, no one's journey is so, for queer people, our journey is not linear. Our journey is not necessarily so clear. It's not so, like, black and white. There's a lot of gray. There's a lot of, like, fighting what centuries of this world has like taught us and like how people view us.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have like a lot of empathy for JoJo. And I feel like in some ways, I don't know, I relate to a lot of her journey, which is funny to say. I think it's incredibly hypocritical of the queer community to try and tell someone who they are and rob them of the time and space to figure it out.
Yeah, it's very interesting because representation, we talk a lot about that on these shows. That's kind of the reason why I even have Black Bi Reality. It's like, we don't have a lot of queer representation in scripted media, but I'm seeing more of us in reality. So let's talk about it through that lens. And at the same time, there are people who go on reality shows, might be queer, and don't want to talk about it because the self-explanation and exploration, like you said, could not be linear and could be very messy. It could be like, but you said you were this on this, and now 2 years later, it's this. And I think for a lot of lesbians that are talking about, here's the one talking point that I keep seeing that really gets under my skin. It's, well, now I'm worried that straight men are going to be like, oh, but you just need a right man. First of all, straight men were saying that before there was ever a JoJo Siwa.
And straight men will never stop saying that.
Yes. And the and it's like, and it's also using that and saying, the point isn't just you're a lesbian, therefore men should leave you alone. It's that you do not want their attention, therefore men should leave you alone. That also goes for straight women, you know?
Yes.
Like, that's the point, is like the consent part. It's not you're a lesbian, therefore like off limits. It's like every man needs to respect once it's a no. Whether
it's no,
I have a boyfriend, no, I'm not interested, no, I'm hanging out with my girls tonight. It's a no, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's very messed up to put that kind of pressure on like any public figure of just, well, now you've made it okay. No, if the guy was a guy who would disrespect your boundaries, he would have done it anyways. It's not a public figure's fault.
Well, and also it's just like, it's like sort of once again, like what has the queer community really been fighting for? And isn't it the space and the respect of figuring out like what you want and who you are, and like that everyone is individual actually. And so like JoJo's journey does not reflect on me. I feel very confident in my identity. And if I didn't, maybe having that representation of someone who's like, oh shit, like the world is so big and maybe I haven't figured it out, would be really like important for me, you know? Like if I was 21 also, if I was 21 also and saw this exact season of Celebrity Big Brother UK, I think I would be like, wow, actually, oh, I don't feel alone here, you know? Like I've been thinking a lot about, obviously, because we're talking about this, but I'm thinking about her relationship with Chris. Obviously, that's where this all stems from in some ways. But like just thinking about that, we also don't have nuance for what intimacy can mean and what scenarios people really need intimacy that isn't romantic, you know, like, and this is like coming from someone that knows what the Big Brother experience is like and knows what it feels like to feel really safe and intimate with someone that maybe is unexpected, you know, and for it not at all to be romantic. There's nothing romantic about it, but that like, yeah. And so I have this really good friend and he's a straight white man. That's my boy. I probably, other than Paige, am the most intimate with him, which is maybe also why I feel this like understanding with JoJo and Chris. And like the night before his wedding to a woman, we slept in the same bed and we like, we just like had our friend time together and our just like close time together and our just like safe time together. And it's like, it's not romantic at all. We joke about it because I think queerness is like an ideology. Queerness is like a way of being that isn't binary in whatever way, you know, that feels to you. I want people to like have that for themselves. Intimacy that isn't romantic is incredibly important for us as humans.
Absolutely. I think you said several things I want to speak on. One is like the people who are having these very strong negative reactions to JoJo's journey in the Big Brother house, they're young. So like you said, if I'm 21 or younger and I'm looking to JoJo Siwa for this representation and to represent me, I probably would be very angry and taking offense to some of these things and being like, but you're supposed to be on my team. Queerness, it would be so beautiful if the whole community did act like a solid queer community. But I think I also see divisions online. And some of that is just wanting to find like your people with this same exact experience as you. So like lesbians, I see all the time on my TikTok of like, I just want to date a lesbian. I don't want to date bi girls or da da da. I want someone who understands lesbianism to this extent. And it's like, cool. Also feel like you're limiting yourself a bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit. But if you want that, go for it. If you really think so. But it's like the queerness, having the huge LGBT queer family together, there is more wiggle room there. And like, I have also seen lesbians have a huge pushback to the phrase, sexuality is fluid. They're like, no, but not mine. Yeah,
it's funny because like, to me, I wish we were talking more about the fact that like sexuality and queerness are not necessarily connected. Yeah. Like I, you know, I've watched interviews of JoJo post Big Brother already, you know, which the shock of that is a lot. So everyone give her grace when watching these interviews also post, you know, immediately after coming out of the house. But like, I've seen these interviews and like, part of me is also like, what maybe she doesn't even have the language for is like, people are trying to push like, oh great, so now you're going to end up with a man because you aren't saying L. But like really, it's like, I think what she is just realizing is that her identity is just so much more complex than just her sexuality. Like to me, that's how I interpreted the DR where she's talking about maybe feeling non-binary or not feeling necessarily like connected to one gender. And then her talking about like, I'm queer, I'm not a lesbian. I think it's like, well, you could still want to mess around with women. That might be still where your sexuality lies, but that doesn't mean that your whole identity is being a lesbian and your whole identity isn't necessarily wrapped up in who you want to sleep with. Your identity is just so much more complex and nuanced and related to like other elements of identity. And it's like, I just like, I'm a queer lesbian. Like that is how I identify, is like a queer lesbian, because like I use she, her pronouns. I feel very much like a woman, very feminine, even in my masculine presentation. Like that's what makes me feel feminine, is dressing the way I do. And to me, that's pretty queer. Like that's like maybe pretty out, you know? And like, but yes, but I am a lesbian. I only want to sleep with women, you know, like, so, and that's not true for everyone and that's fine. But what someone else chooses to identify as is not a representation of you. You should mind your own business. That's their journey. Like, why do you think you get to speak on anyone else's journey, especially when they're 21 years old and seemingly just trying to figure themselves out. They're not being problematic, really. Like, they're just, like, so searching for who they are.
Exactly. You know? And that's, like, that also had to do with gender or lack thereof being non-binary. Another aspect is, like, I didn't see the forget the L or whatever phrase.
Oh, I did, yes.
Okay, so you can, you've already mentioned it. But I'm just like, okay, let's talk about these labels. Like,
let's talk about it.
LGBTQ. We got all those letters. We've talked about what they are, what they're not.
People are very stressed over the letters.
Very stressed over the letters. And that's where I'm getting at. Is like, these letters can be absolutely beautiful and great. They can give you euphoria when you finally reach there, come out, and you're able to say it. That's beautiful. But if you get to a point where the letter you once were connected with now feels like a cage or a trap because maybe you've learned something new about yourself, it is freeing to let it go. And
totally.
I get the, we don't have that many lesbians in pop culture. Like, it's not, there's not enough. And I can absolutely get the sensitivity around someone saying that in 2025 with everything that's going on. But it's, I hope some people can at least understand if what you said before starts feeling like a trap or like false, it could be freeing for that one person. She didn't say F the whole community. That would be insane.
Well, right. Well, and also it's like, isn't it more detrimental to the community for someone to cling to a label that they don't feel represents them? Like, that's not good. Like, you know, like, I feel like that's problematic for the individual and then also for the community at large. I mean, listen, as like, I think that we're getting more and more like gay representation on reality TV. I think when it comes to women and non-binary folks, we still have like a long way to go. You know, I think JoJo toys this line of being like androgynous, but not too butch. She can play up the femme. And I think like that's like an easy image, you know, like for reality TV to latch onto or like pop culture to latch onto. And I think like it's hard to go to an extreme as a woman in the queer community on reality TV or in pop culture. It's like maybe that's also like a sensitive topic for me, you know what I mean? Specifically, and like feeling that weight and feeling what it means. To be that person. And so I don't know, maybe that's off. Maybe now we're just talking about identity at large, but I just,
I mean, this is all this is about, like me having this platform with like Black Bi Reality, like sexuality is not something that's like fully represented or a lot of people talk about. And a lot of people just end up questioning once you are bisexual. And, for me, I've watched bisexual YouTubers before and felt represented by them. And then they are like, oh, I think I'm a lesbian. And like, and for me as a person doing this, I'm like, oh shoot. Like, I really love lesbians, Izzy. I'm just like, I'm always like, but what if I'm a fraud or something? And it's like, I'm not though. Like, I just talked to you about my crush on Kyle, Survivor 48. It's like,
listen, who's not crushing on Kyle?
A lot of people aren't, and I am upset about it. But it's like, that's that, like, pressure. I don't know, the pressure of, like, having to get everything so right. And you see that pressure on social media of people talking about all these goddamn labels and what they can or cannot mean. And it's like, I like the labels. I do. It does make it easy to find your people, but at any point that it's just anxiety inducing. And this is something I also thought about generationally. Like, older generations, I don't know if you've come across this as much as I. It's definitely a thing with, like, older Black queers. They're, like, against labels. And in a way, it's kind of frustrating because it's like, okay, is this internalized, like, homophobia from, like, the time you had to be in?
Right.
You're not going out and, like, throwing it around. But then again, this is the perk of being a no-label queer and being, like, mind your own business.
Yeah.
Because you're not spinning out on all this. You're just hooking up with who you want to.
Yeah, get it.
And I'm like, am I just getting older now? I'm like in my 30s that I used to be a person who's like pansexual. Bisexual's right there. Like, what's the difference?
Right.
Will the pansexual still watch this podcast and like understand that I
see you.
I personally don't think we're different.
Right.
But it's cool if you think so. But in my 20s, that conversation was a big deal.
I think I still just am like so shook by the hypocrisy of it all. I don't know. I don't care so much about the labels like at large. You know, I just like really want people to like do their own thing. Like, you know, for me, it's like in some ways more important to have a label that it's like, I really want like a female or gender non-conforming space. Like I like to be in those spaces. And then how people like identify is like beautiful and just makes them who they are, you know, like, but I think like, I understand. Yeah, I agree. I understand the need to want to be in a space with like-minded, you know, but that to me is like on the micro. That's to me is like, I want to go to a dyke bar and I want to fucking be with all these bitches in tank tops and just like, that's what I want for the evening. But at large, like, I love all the people. Like, I want all the people. Like, I'm not going to have an opinion about your bisexuality. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The phrase that was in my head before we started recording was the personal is political.
Mm.
And I feel like that might be where some people are coming from, but then it's also getting turfy. Like, it feels turfy, the anxiety that a lot of these white lesbians are having and talking about JoJo in a very specific, and, like, the men aspect. And instead of just talking about JoJo and JoJo's journey, it's about what are these men going to be doing to us? What they have done for centuries. It's not JoJo's fault or like any one woman. That's wild. You're victim blaming now.
100%. I completely agree. It's like in all respects, men never have to take accountability.
Mm-mm.
And it's always like, I feel this way at work. Me and Paige are always talking about this in all aspects of our life. Why does it always trickle down to the person that is being victimized or who's taking advantage of? To deal with, you know, to deal with the bullshit, to deal with the hate, to deal with the bad behavior, you know?
Yeah.
And
we can change subject if you want, but I'm thinking of you specifically on Big Brother and how they had clips of you talking about Matt, I think. Who was it?
Oh, yeah. Like, they loved me, like, joking about how hot he was. They loved that.
Yeah. And it's like, and then people were being weird about that. And it's like, we can't, first of all, Izzy's not trying to get with Matt just because he's also conventionally
like, but also like, are we all just not taken by an ab that is defined? Like that, like with titties or not, he had abs and I was like, damn. That's pretty chiseled, you know, like, that's pretty beautiful, you know, like.
But that's where it gets, like, a little turfy that you're like, well, you're a lesbian, you can't say that. Or then it's just out there that lesbians.
Well, it's also women can't say anything.
Yeah.
You know, like, women have to be one thing. Yeah, there's no wiggle room for women. I also, like, I don't know, I feel like maybe you'll dig this, maybe you'll not, but, like, I feel like the thing that it whittles down to with like the white lesbians coming for it. Now, you know, I love to knock on a white person.
Yeah.
I feel like everything, the thing is like everything whittles down to race first, I think, because for the most part, it is the thing that you can initially see on a person You know, you can't hide it. And so the first bit of hate, the first bit of privilege, the first part of that always stems from a racist place. And so mm-hmm. I think it is not surprising that the white lesbians have risen to eat their own in some ways. Mm. You know, because it's like, don't you diminish what we have worked so hard to do, and we're trying to keep our power, you know, because, like, I don't know. I just think it comes from, like,
yeah.
that place, like, that white lesbians in some ways can be angry that the fact that they're lesbian notched them down a privilege post or something, you know, because mm-hmm. in all other respects, if you look fairly binary, you're pretty privileged as a white woman, you know? And so I think, like, yeah, I think the fact that JoJo is, like, so publicly going through her coming out, still, I consider it still, I don't care what you say first comes out of your mouth, she is figuring it out. Maybe for the rest of her life, maybe all of us are figuring it out for the rest of our life. The fact that that's happening publicly and it somehow is representing them is, like, very scary privilege-wise, I think.
Yeah. I think JoJo's doing a really good job of it. We should talk about the other aspect of the situation.
Yes.
It's not just about this. People are accusing JoJo of also cheating.
Oh, yeah, we could talk about it.
Okay, so here's the thing. And again, this is as someone who admittedly watched most of JoJo in the house through TikToks. The conversations were everywhere. The conversations mm-hmm. were, does JoJo know that Chris might be into them? Because we've all been there where we thought we were just dudes with a guy, and then he's doing this, and then all of a sudden the thing changes to, well, now JoJo's saying things about, like, their partner and, like, not feeling very solid in this relationship, but they're separated in a house, and, like, JoJo's under watch 24/7, so if it's on their mind, it just might slip out.
I mean, of course.
They're processing something. And so that sucks. That absolutely sucks for the person on the outside. But also, it's not like JoJo's out to get or hurt this person. It's like, oh, I'm taking a beat. You can talk about what it's like mentally in the Big Brother house.
I think it is, like, so hard to describe what it feels like for it to be so quiet. Like, in all ways, like, you don't even... Like, you're just, like, with people all the time. You can't even say, hey, I'm going to run to the grocery store real quick and have a minute and, like, go have that autonomy to do that. No, you are just, like, sitting there. It's quiet. You can't talk to any of your normal support system. It's also really hard to find people to connect with. So at least, like, you know, I haven't watched in detail JoJo's journey either, so I'm not sure exactly, you know, who her, like, super friends with, but I know at least age-wise, she was one of the younger ones, so was Chris in the house. It makes sense that they gravitated towards each other. And I know with Suri, like, I wasn't connecting with people. So, yeah, like, I have a thought and I need to feel safe. I'm going to say it to her. Or, like, mm-hmm. I need a hug. She's going to be the one I want hugging me, not Jag. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, you go to the people that make you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I think it's revealing. Like, for me, I could not stop thinking about how badly I wanted Paige in the house.
I know.
The only thing I missed so deeply was Paige. And so for me, the experience of being stripped away and not being able to talk was affirming. Like, mm-hmm. was like, oh my God, yes, this is my person. Because that is, like, I'm just craving what she thinks. I'm craving her hug, like, all this stuff. But I can imagine, and listen, I'm not going to name names, but you could hear people talking about their relationships at home and maybe feeling like, oh, this is maybe good that you're having this space to think about this or whatever. Like,
yeah.
And so I feel like with JoJo, I think she handled it the best way she could. Based on an interview afterwards,
yep.
she was under the impression that her partner was not going to the after party.
Yeah.
I think Kath, the ex, thought that JoJo was going to be like, well, then I'm not going either. Like,
yep.
let's be together, you know, like, reunited and blah, blah, blah. And JoJo's like, well, I'm going to go to this party. Because also, like, it was also, like, hard the first time I saw, even though I wanted to see her so bad. It was you know, it's like a little funny. It's like the first time you're seeing this person. So if you're thinking that you don't want to be with this person, you're going to put that off, you know? But then Kath shows up to the party. I think JoJo was like, I'm not going to string you along. This is exactly what I'm thinking. This is what I'm feeling. It led to a conversation where they ended up breaking up. The video that Kath posted about, it was kind of a, I didn't even get through the whole thing. They basically didn't have anything to say, really, other than I'm so confused.
It was just a breakup.
And, yes.
It was a breakup.
But they have since deleted it from their social media.
Yeah.
So it's like,
breakups
what are you doing here? Breakups suck. Like,
but it's okay. JoJo is 21, okay? What do we think? That was going to end in a marriage?
She wasn't going to marry you. She said that, they said that in the video. They were like, I thought this was, she said I was the love of their life. Bitch, like everyone's saying all sorts of shit at 21 years old. Like, come on.
Like, and that's, and again, we have a different perspective. We're in our 30s. Like, we're in like pretty solid relationships. And probably, I don't know your history, but had relationships in the past. And just know the difference. And
so like, many, so messy, so many times I thought I was madly in love. Bitch, no, you're not. Like,
like, no one really has to be the villain of this.
No.
Although, like, people want to bring, like, a narrative. And then if there's cheating or not, the one picture of, like, the kid. First of all, also, can we talk about how we're Americans? Because as someone who watches Love Island, I very specifically saw one lesbian talking about this, and it was like, it's so homophobic that with how they were interacting, because it's a man and a woman, but she's a lesbian, like, he didn't take her relationship with a woman seriously, or something like that. And it's like, I've watched Love Island, and it's the most gender straight show ever.
Completely.
UK men cuddle.
Yeah.
They're much more physical with each other in their friendships, and very secure in a way that us Americans are still very much like sexualizing almost
everything.
Physical interaction that happens between two people. And that means if two friends who are men are like holding hands or something, they're gay. But you're an American. You're very clearly an American putting an American lens of what friendship versus a romantic relationship is. And I'm like, I think Chris would kiss his dudes. Like, I'm sorry. I think he would.
Yeah, I mean, yes, also, like, in this one interview that I saw, he talked about how he's had drag experiences, and I was like, they are in a queer platonic relationship. Like, I know this relationship. Like, I know this. I have this relationship. Like, I just, it's, yeah, it's, like, it's wild to me because also, like, I keep thinking about this. Me and Paige are talking, like, we're talking about it, where it's, like, to me, the only people that know whether or not it's cheating or not are the people in the relationship that maybe has been cheated on. Like, Kath and JoJo are the only ones who know whether or not the boundaries that they have for their relationship have been broken. Yeah. So, like, frankly, it doesn't matter your opinion. Like, that's not on you to make a judgment call for them, actually. Like, that's not something you get to have an opinion on, really.
Yeah.
Especially when we're talking about a queer situation and a queer relationship, you know what I mean? Like,
and on top of that, they were separated. JoJo could not, if on a whim was like, oh shit, I gotta end this right now, you can't pick up a phone.
What are you gonna do, go into the diary room and be like
exactly? It's like, it's such a specific situation.
Yes.
And I heard that this relationship also was not like, it was like a fairly new one, which completely. I'm like, oof, do not go in the Big Brother house in a new situation.
To the Big Brother house and be like, listen, we chilling.
That happens all the time on US. Yeah. There's always someone that's like, well, I got like a situation at home, but we understand because you're separated. It's insane.
Yeah, it's its own thing. It's like fully its own thing. It's like horrible.
I mean, this is like only 20 days. So
I know, but I, yes. I mean, yes.
How much has changed in 20 days?
But I think that's like revealing of how not right it was. That it's like the minute they're not in front of your face, it's like, oh, isn't it better than JoJo lying and holding on to this thing and not being honest with this partner and like stringing them along?
Or themselves.
And like,
I think it's,
yeah.
I think it also adds some context of how open JoJo was about the journey that they're doing for themselves in this.
Right.
Like, if it just was, I cuddled with this dude or had forehead kisses a couple of times, and now I break up with you, and now that would be a whole thing. JoJo was like, I am feeling the queerest I've ever felt in this fishbowl of a show. And, like, wasn't even, like, kikiing with Chris about it. It was the other, queer man.
Yeah.
That was Danny? In that house.
Yeah.
Probably. But I was just like, everyone wants to make what's happening with JoJo on Big Brother about other people instead of just about JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and honestly, it's problematic to have so much judgment and put so much pressure on a 21-year-old who's still figuring things out to be like, but to be a good person, you have to stay with this other person even though you're not really feeling them. Like, that's the underlying message I'm getting from a lot of this backlash. It's like, how's that fair then to this other person who could find someone who's 100% into them?
Well, so now they're not together and now they can. Like, I don't understand. Yeah, so, I mean, to me, I'm Team JoJo. I'm here for the journey. I'm here for the exploration. I'm here for everyone. So much better. We're so homogenized with social media and with influencers. Like, we're just, like, attached to the algorithm that if, like, everything doesn't start with, like, my perfect face, no one's going to see me, and my face has to look like everyone else's face. Like, all of this stuff that we just, like, we're so worried. We actually, it's like that circle thing that, like, have we wrapped around to being, like, very, very boxed in again?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't think there's really anything left to be said. I'm team all queers.
Team
that
all
includes,
queers.
That includes JoJo and JoJo's ex.
Like, I agree.
I agree. I'm team everyone. There's no
go for room. It. Kath is hot. Hit them up. Like,
yeah.
They single. They out here.
They out here.
Yeah.
And everyone is going to keep it moving. I think that's all we had to say. Please, I hope you be kind. Feel free to comment on this YouTube video. I will also release this on audio only with Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Izzy.
Yeah.
Izzy, where can people follow you?
You can follow me on Blueski, also known as Blue Sky, at Flute Dyke, and Instagram at BBIzzy_makes_art. Because that's what I do. So anyway, follow me. If you want all things queer and all things art and all things reality TV.
pretty much. I assume you're going to be commenting a little bit on the new Big Brother season. And
I'm stoked about it.
Yeah.
I'm itching for some.
Yeah.
Big Brother. Yeah. I'm a glutton for punishment. So, like, keep it coming, you know?
For sure. Same. I am your host, Nicole Weaver. I hope you guys stick around if you found this interesting. I usually talk about Survivor, Big Brother, Love. I did a little bit of Love Island USA, which it will come back. I hope we're not going to put too much pressure on season 7. That's not fair to anyone involved.
We can't do that.
So
let
them live. We're going to be chill.
Let them have their summer at the villa. Let them have it.
Yeah. And the traitors, whenever that comes back, I'm starting to talk about more scripted stuff. So I did a bonus video if you want to become a member or a patron. I talked about the finale of Yellow Jackets season 3. A little messy, but
I still got to catch up. I can't.
Yeah,
wait.
I know. And then I am right now watching You season 5. I'm taking my time, so I'm doling out a few reactions here and there and theories. So I'm currently on episode 5. So please follow along if you're interested there. And that's about it, guys. I hope you feel visible and stay visible today.